Advice, you just remind me. We're in Shar Aleph, Parak Yud Zayin, and want to bring something esoteric. Rav Chaim Volozhin brings something esoteric, very down to earth, literally down to earth. But just let me remind you that he spoke about the fact that the way the world works, the way life works, v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, the way life works that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blows into our nostrils, is through a system, v'yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim is through a system of nefesh, ruach, neshama. Neshama is lashon of neshima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes, comes down through the ruach and into our nefesh. Spoke about this already for weeks, the mashal of the glass blower, many, many mashalim. So this idea of the is to line up, to align our nefesh with the ruach and with the neshama, which is hard to figure out exactly how to do this, but it's understanding that it's all about catching the ruach. In other words, like if the glass blower is blowing into the pipe and the sand or material is not at the end of the pipe, so what where did that ruach go? It becomes a ruach. It's just a ruach, you know. When Moshe Rabbeinu appointed the zakenim, it says vayotzo min haruach. The ruach that came normally to Moshe Rabbeinu, he spread out that ruach. Sometimes a person could have a ruach shtus. So it's all about lining up to the correct ruach. So that's the nefesh, ruach, neshama, which I want to understand a little bit more about. But here we are, that first he tells us that the ruach Hashem goes through the oilamos of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Nasiya, and the top of every oilam hooks onto the bottom of the oilam below it. And in every oilam of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, there are 10 spheros. In fact, everything in the Bria has 10 spheros in it. Everything, table, 10 spheros. Every person has 10 spheros. That's the recipe of the Bria, is 10 spheros. Everything comes down. So the idea is, just in a little bit more detail, when we spoke about a minute ago, is that the top, what our job is, the top of our world, the world of Asiya, the world of Maisa, has to hook in to the bottom of the world of Bria, Yetzira, and that has to hook into the world of Bria, into the world of Atzilus, until you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's all about, life is all about catching the Ruach of Hashem. Ruach katshecha al tikach mimeni. Don't move away that, it's like moving away somebody's oxygen pipe when they need oxygen so badly. You can live, there are other ways to live. You can live like a parasite, you know, you can live off the sitra achra, but the correct way to live, the healthy way to live, the spiritual way to live, spiritual, ruchnius, so is coming through this pipe. And then he tells us, v'chein hu ha'inyan b'gimol ha'b'chinois naran shel ha'adam. And the same thing works, now that he spoke about the Elamas, he goes back to what we know more about, which is the Nefesh Ruach Neshama V'Adam. Ki kol b'china midavar shebekdusha kolo mi'eser b'china ispratim. Understand, says the Nefesh HaChaim, that every single part, thank you very much, every single part of the person, or every single part of davar shebekdusha, comes in 10, there's always 10 parts to it. Shehema eser sphere shaloi. Everything has eser spheres. So we start off with the nefesh. The nefesh has to hook up with the ruach. Right, you with me? V'haneshama gam kein miskasheres u'mitztabekes v'chinasheresh haneshama. So we keep on going up. By being aligned, we keep on going up. And remember that it's all about getting the vayipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, probably the most important pasuk in Bereishis from a human point of view. You want the wind to work. Soid Knesset Yisrael, ultimately we are hooking all the way up to the highest place, which is the highest place we can go, which is Soid Knesset Yisrael. There's a concept in Kabbalah of Neshama HaKloli. Neshama HaKloli means, which is also Neshama HaKloli equals Knesset Yisrael. That's what Knesset Yisrael means. It means that there's one Neshama in Shamayim, which is Knesset Yisrael, like the Knesset, but a little bit different. It's Knesset Yisrael, where there's a kinus of all of the neshamas, then from there it breaks up into all of our individual neshamas. But what we're trying to do is hook up to the Soid Knesset Yisrael, where there is Achdus Shleima.
Is there a set one for going?
Knesset Yisrael. No higher than that. It divides up Jews and Goy. Knesset Hakam, Knesset Yisrael. Shehi Shagrish HaKnesia Shokol HaNeshamas Klal Yisrael Yachad. That's where you have a kinus of all the neshamas. V'chein al derech zeh gam b'chinas sherish ha-neshama. And with this we need to understand the sherish ha-neshama. A person has to figure out what their own individuality is. That's only by hooking up with the ruach and the neshama and figuring out where was my piece, where did I divide from. Gam ke miskasheris l'malo amalo m'madrega l'madrega ad atzmus ein soif baruch hu. Don't think, as he says a long time ago, keeps on saying, that the Atzmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. We're not walking around with God inside of us. We're walking around with a Nefesh, which ties up to the Ruach, which ties up higher and higher and higher to the Neshama. Atzmus Ein Sof Baruch Hu. V'zehu she'amru Avigayil l'David. And this is what Avigayil said to David. V'hoysa Nefesh Adoini Tzrura B'tzrar HaChaim Es Hashem Alekecha. We write it on every cover. Tof nun sadik beis hek. Teinish masay tsruar b'tsruar hachayim. Let there be, in simple words, let there be a hookup, an alignment between this nefesh, hey, nishmasay tsruar, it should go all the way up to his neshama, it should be tsruar b'tsruar hachayim.
Here the pasuk says nefesh.
Right, it starts with nefesh, right? Because he's talking about he was alive. He said, "Nefesh adoyni tsrura b'tsrur hachayim es Hashem alikecha." That's exactly the proof text. That starts with nefesh.
Tsrura is like a chain over here.
Yes, tsrura is a chain. Ratzolaymer shigam mechinas nafshoy tistave kivyachol b'yisparach shmai. That my nefesh, like David HaMelech, nefesh was tied up all the way to the top. See. I want to speak a little bit about alignment and its practical terms. There's a Gemara.
What is this Reish Lamed in the paragraph? What is this Ratzu Rachman al Tzad?
Ratzu Leimar.
Ratzu
Rachman al Tzad. Look at this great Gemara that I think Shweki made famous. It's the saying of the Gemara, Yava Yadid, right? Yava Yadid, Ben Yadid, Yadid, Yavi Yadid, Ben Yadid, V'yivne Yadid, Li Yadid, B'chokesho Yadid, V'yishapru Ba Yadid. It's not a pasuk, it's a Gemara. Super. Saying of Chazal. It's a beautiful saying of Chazal. Yava, you did. Do you know everybody knows it?
That's
a Nigun. Say Yava, you did, Ben, you did. There's a couple of Nigunim. It's a great Google Hillel Peli. Yava, you did. Beautiful Nigun. Yava, you did, Ben, you did. V'yivna, you did, Li, you did. B'chalka, she, you did. B'yizchapra, boy, you did. What in the world is talking about? So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains itself. Why do we have such an expression? What does it mean? Yava, you did, Ben, you did. The Yadid is what? A beloved one. Yadid is a beloved one. Ben Yadid, who's the son of the beloved one. Yivne Yadid, and he should build a beloved thing. Li Yadid, for Yadid, Bechelka Shil Yadid. These Kapur Boy Yadidim and all of the Yadidim, which is Klai Yisrael, should have a Kapar. Says the Gemara, what do we mean? Yava Yadid, Zeshlema Melech. Yachsiva Yishlach, Bihanos, and Anavi, Vikra Shma Yadidya. Shlomo HaMelech had a name Yadid Yah, Yadid of Hashem. Ben Yadid, who is Shlomo's father? Ze Avraham. Dechsiv Mal Yadidi Bevesi. Yirmiyahu talked about Avraham, he said, Mal Yadid Bevesi. Shlomo Ben Avraham Avinu. The Yivna Yadid, what's it talking about? She built the Beis HaMikdash. Yivna Yadid is a Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? It says in Tehillim, Pei Dalad, Ma Yadidois Mishkan Aisecha Hashem Tzvakos. Ma Yadidois Mishkan Aisecha. Your Mishkan is Yadid. They build the Beis HaMikdash, Li Yadid. Li Yadid Zah Kodesh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, it's the Menachos Nam Gimel. Yitziv Ashira Na Li Yadidi, and where should the Beis HaMikdash be built? Bechelko Yishel Yadid, Zeh Binyamin, Dechsev Lebinyamin Amar Yadid Hashem. Yizchapru ba yedidim elu Yisrael d'chsev nasati es yedidus nafshi b'chaf oivecha. So therefore, Chazal in short used to say, Yava yedid ben yedid v'yivne yedid li yedid b'chalkesh el yedid v'yizchapru ba yedidim. Well, everyone must memorize that for Homer. Menachos nun gimel amen beis. Yava yedid. Yava Yadid, Ben Yadid, Yivna Yadid. So what do we see from here? That Shlomo HaMelech was called the Yadid, Avraham Avinu was called the Yadid, the Beis HaMikdash was called the Yadid, Binyamin was called the Yadid, the Beis HaMikdash, right? These are the Yadid. And what's the pshat? A Yadid, Chazal explained in a different place, Yadid is Yad B'Yad, like we're holding hands. Yad, Yad, Yadid. Yad is 14, and Biachad you have 28, which is Koach. So we go hand in hand. It's Koach, but
David
is Koach. They talk about the Yad. So the Yad means. When we talk about the Yad, we're talking about the ultimate articulation of this whole chain as it applies into this world. Mitzvahs, the Yadayim. You're putting on tefillin, you're putting up a mezuzah, you're giving tzedakah. It's Yadayim. The actual physical manifestation, if you will, the lowest level, which is of course the highest level, is with the Yadayim. The Yadayim means that I'm actually taking something which is very, very high and very, very esoteric, and I'm not just like breathing it into myself, you know, and feeling spiritual. It goes all the way down to my hands, which means my maisa yadayim. I'm doing something with my hands. So that's why it's so important that that this in this whole chain or this whole pipe, it's aligned not just to me, to my nefesh, but to the place of Malchus, which is the place of Yadayim, or Yadayim is actually Kabbalistically Netzach Hoy. From there goes Yisoid, Mori, and Malchus. So that's the. So you took a Sandik. I was a Sandik a couple of days ago, and it's interesting. I was thinking about the skula of being a Sandik. It's a tremendous thing to be a Sandik. If you're a Sandik, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers all your tefillos, and you have a Koach HaBracha. And just because of our learning in Nefesh HaChaim, when the Moel Mumcha, or Marsha, says to me, put your hands here, they always do the same thing, they're always nervous that the baby's going to move his knees, so put your hands here, and I'm thinking to myself, putting my hands here is V'samach, Samach Yadav, on the carbon, and the baby is considered a carbon in this case, and the sandik is considered the mizbeach. The mizbeach has to come from the adama or from the choishes, has to come from gashmius, and with your yadayim, you're putting your yadayim on the carbon. And what's happening actually? What actually happens is now with my yadayim, I'm created continuity. I created a circuit which is going all the way to the nefesh. I'm using the whole nefesh here as a carbon, and that's what happens every time somebody brings a carbon. You bring a carbon. That's what a carbon is. Why are you bringing a carbon? A carbon is that you're doing b'maisi yadayim. You're hooking up to the nefesh, to the ruach. That's why the smoke has to go up, go straight up. Nefesh, the ruach, going to the neshama, and I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki yadid. because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting his Yad this way, Yad Hashem, and you're putting your Yad this way, and you made the connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So obviously Nischapru like Kol Avi Noisev, obviously all Kol Tfilosev Net Noisev, if you can do this, obviously your brachas are brachas because you are the one now who's become the Yadayim Ala Korban, just like the Kohen would give brachas when he finished bringing doing the avodah. He would give brachas because he had just been zelcha, hopefully, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. So I understood that at this moment, which is the regesh that I had at a moment of Sandakais, for instance, one becomes a yadid Hashem. So you understand that. For instance, the Kohanim, when they're Oilul HaDuchan, Duchan is the stage that they go on the steps of Oilul HaDuchan to be Mevarech HaSa'am, Duchaning, when they're Oilul HaDuchan, so it has to be the Prisas Yadayim. What they do exactly is not even as important as that their hands, Su Yadeichem Kodesh, Mevarech HaSa'am, that they have to have their hands out. Why? Because it's all about the bracha, the hands are where the bracha manifests itself into this world. Maisa Yadayim. Look, it's very sensible. It's not just Kabbalah. This is like, if at the end of the day we're great philosophers and great spiritualists and we have great spiritual thought, we even daven with a lot of kavanah, but you don't do the right thing. So what did you do? Like if it doesn't come all the way to the Yadayim. So what do? So like at the end of the day, you know, you can think about giving tzedakah from today till tomorrow, but or for the rest of your life, as many people do. But if you don't actually, you know, say yad to the ani, then how do you stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be noisem by neila, and say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be noisem yad ani? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea here is. Yadid. So yadid, the koyach, if you will, of this world, the koyach of this world, is to connect yad liyad. That's the koyach. It's such an important thing. So the kohanim do this. If you know, by the way, that I saw in the sefer the Rav Elia Lapian, sefer tzaddik levracha, great tzaddik, Rav Elia Lapian. So when he would stand by birchas kohanim, he put his hands up. He always put his hands out. It was a special hanhaga of Rav Elia Lapian that many of his close talmidim do. At least I heard that the talmidim Rav Elia Lapian on Yomim Nairoim, they put their hands out. The idea is, if Hashem spreads his hands out through the kohanim, and the kohanim have to have that kavanah, and then you spread your hands out, so you did. Excuse my vernacular, but you're holding hands with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it's yad yad.
Do you know how it used to do? I mean, this.
Like this. Like you're being makabel. That's worse.
I think the Rebbe alluded briefly to it, but I think the Gemara here seems to suggest that the Yadayim is a connection point through Malchus. But there's an upper connection point also. Kiviyachol Hashem Yisbarach is passing down through Yadayim. The Gemara calls Hashem Yisbarach Yidid. You see, Poseach es Yodeva.
Okay. I didn't allude to it. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
What I'm saying. So, let's think about it. Do you know? By the way, something that always bugs me, but you know, the Moshe Rabbeinu davened. He picked his hands up. Chibiyadav shel Moshe oiseis melchama. Frank the Gemara Mishnah, right? Yadav shel Moshe oiseis melchama. So what if he picked his hand up? The Mishnah's answer is the right answer, but it's a pashut pshat that he picked his hands up to connect. Ha Yisrael to Avinu Shabashamayim. Everyone connects to Moshe. It all goes through the Yadayim. And Bizmana Gemara, early Gemara. So whenever Jews daven, they daven the priestess. Kapayim, they would daven with their hands up. We stopped doing this because the Christians do it. I hate when we stop doing good things because the Christians do it. Yeah. It's a good thing they don't believe in God. It'll become us. Okay. That's why we don't kneel when we daven. But Christians do it. You know, but it's maybe once in a while sneak your hands up there because if you're davening, the priest has kapayim. You know, at Kedekach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, his hands were up, they were winning the war. When he got tired, Moshe Rabbeinu got tired too. When he got tired and his hands came down, so they stopped winning the war. And they had to hold up his hands. It was important to hold up his hands. So we say, Posechus Yodecha, after Hashem, Posechus Yodecha, Umasbia L'chol Chai Rutzain. Now we learned the other day that the highest place in this whole chain of events that you get to is Keser. And Keser equals Rutzain. That's what we learned. Which is, again, only logical. What's the Rutzain Hashem? The Rutzain Hashem, meaning what you want to connect to. Is it just so terrible if somebody feels they're doing everything kalacha and they're not connecting to the Ratzon Hashem? See it all the time. You know, sometimes you can say to yourself, I want to, sometimes if I allow myself to say myself, like, can this possibly be the Ratzon Hashem? Can it possibly be the Ratzon Hashem? If it means can beating up soldiers be the Ratzon Hashem? I just wonder about that. Like, can that be the Ratzon Hashem? I'm not judging anybody. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't. Or did we lose the path? I'm just giving a good example from the news, but I'm just saying there's so many. Can it be the Ratzon Hashem to steal? On the other hand, there's such a thing as Aver Lishma. So Aver Lishma means that sometimes, we just learned about it, sometimes you can tap into the Ratzon. There's such a thing as tapping into the Ratzon and not even doing the halacha. Sometimes that's the right thing also. So it's that you have to be careful about it. But there is such a thing as gadol avera lishma, mitzvah shalei lishma. There's such a thing as an avera lishma. So an avera lishma means that you're tapping into the Ratzon Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu understood that the Ratzon Hashem is for me to marry Rachel and Leah. So the Yud Beis Shvatim.
I didn't understand that when we say gadol mitzvah, we change it to voice. Surely somebody who's not mitzvah and does it, he's doing because it's the Ratzon Hashem. He's connected into that. Why do we say that when you have the tzibah,
how can you compare somebody who's connecting to the Ratzon to somebody who's got it all lined up all the way down here? Mitzvah voice. So the only thing that a god aver lishma is gadol is mitzvah shalei lishma. So you can do a mitzvah. It's not bigger than a mitzvah lishma. The mitzvah shalei lishma is I'm doing, but I'm garnished connected. I'm not connected to anything. What am I connected to? So the ideal here is a mitzvah lishma. You're doing a mitzvah v'aisa. So I'm bringing it all the way down to my yadayim. Yeah. So here we have Yava Yadid. So Shlomo HaMelech was called a Yadid. What does it mean? He was connected. He had connections. Right? Yava Yadid, Ben Yadid. Yava Yadid, Zashlim HaMelech, Tichsi, Vayishlach, Biyad Nasan, Anavi, Vayikra, Shema, Yadid, Yah! Bavor Hashem. He wasn't just a Yadid, Shlim HaMelech, good guy. Yadid, Yah! His Yad, he was Yad, Biyad, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Yadid, David HaMelech is interesting why he's left out of this saying. But Zeh Avram, you see, me li yadidi bevesi. You see, what else is called yadid? Yadidus menuchasech. Shabbos is a yadid. It's not in the song. Ma yadidus menuchasech. Shabbos is a connection. Any yadid refers to every connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what yadid means. Mali yadidi bevesi. So Avraham Avinu did it all the way.
And it's yad v'yad into the well beyond the ma'asi yadayim. I'm saying the whole concept of understanding creatures, sino, so to speak, is made up of.
Your ultimately my yad is reaching Hashem's yad.
It's
through this whole scene. So I told you a story once that I went to speak. Twice I did, but once I went to speak to Rav Shach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I didn't have a kesher with Rav Shach, but I had to speak to him about something. Rav Shach was known as a powerful, somebody said to Rosh Yeshiva, can I make the bracha of the Yemekan Atzadik when I see Rav Shach? He says, I'm not sure, but you can make Shekhoicho Yogvarasai Malay Oyd. The bracha of thunder, I was afraid to speak to Rav Shach. He was old, he was 102, 103. But I went to ask him about a career choice that I had to make, and I said to him what I had to say, and the whole time he was holding my hand. It was very unusual. Just from the second I walked in, he was holding my hand with the chavibus, and that he fell sound asleep. And then right after I asked him the question, he was sound asleep and holding my hand. And first I didn't know what I was supposed to do. So then the gabbai walked by. What I was supposed to do. Tell me, just stay. He's holding my hand, but I remember just thinking at the time, like, Hanoisin Yad La Poishim. It somehow felt like it was like a moment of being in the Beis Hamikdash or something, And
the story tells about the tsunami also. That he was going under the rescue program.
Rav Shach woke up and he said, yes, do it. That was a connection to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Yad Biyad, there's sometimes you could hook up to the Yad, Yad of a Tzaddik maybe, but Shabbos is a Yad. V'yivna Yadid and the Beis HaMikdash is a Yad. The Beis HaMikdash is a Yadid because the Beis HaMikdash is the connection place between this world and Hashem's world. So that's, again, the Yadid, Zeh Beis HaMikdash. Tichsiv ma yaditois mishkanoisecha. Li Yadid, the ultimate Yadid, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tichsiv Ashira na li Yadidi, Bechalkoi shel Yadid, Zeh Binyamin, that the Beis HaMikdash has to be in Yerushalayim. Tichsiv, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to Binyamin, to Shevet Binyamin, he said to them, he said to Binyamin, and so interesting, Binyamin, we spoke about it in the first Shabbos Shir a couple of weeks ago, Yadid Hashem. Binyamin, Yosef needed Binyamin to be there because Binyamin was the Yadid Hashem. He was the Yad. Why was he the Yad? Because he had no kesher with the Mechiras Yosef. He was the Yad, and from him could come out the Yerushalayim. Shlemus. And then, of course, the most important one is V'yischapru bo Yedidim. Who gets the kapara from all this? The Mizbeach, who's the Yedidim, the Elu Yisrael. Dichsiv nasatius Yedidus nafshi b'chaf oyveha. So we become a Yedid Hashem. Yedid Hashem. Like Binyamin. Through the Beis HaMikdash, through Karbonus, the kapara. So kapara, and as Nefesh HaChaim said, a couple of pages ago, that tshuva is all about hooking up. V'chein hu inyan tshuva is hooking up the nefesh with the ruach, with the neshama. It's all yadid. So let's say Yoni says, yadid nefesh. Let's just be mevarish for a second. Who wrote the yadid nefesh? Yadid nefesh. No. Huh? No. No. The Haredim. Lived in Tzfas, Talmud of the Beis Yosef, Azkari, his name was Azkari. Yadid Nefesh, unbelievable words. I was still in Buffalo, New York, so we used to say Yadid Nefesh, Shal Shidus, like everybody. things he deemed Avishal Shittah. So there was this guy who had never been to anything Jewish in his life. So he's sitting next to me. We used to sing nicely, the Oilam used to sing nicely, so he had Shal Shittah. So I put the art school sitter or something in front of him, which, here's where we are. And he's reading the English of Yadid Nefesh, and he pulls on my arm, sitting right next to me on the shoulder, and he says, "This guy was on something good." I want what he's taking, you know. Yadid Nefesh, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we calling a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a Yadid Nefesh, of Harachama? Now look at the words. M'shoich Avdecha El Ritzoynecha. Right? M'shoich Avdecha, connect me up, pull me up, El Ritzoynecha, which is?
Keser.
So Ratzon Zu Keser. So Yadid, okay, we're Yadid. This is the Nigun. Yadid Nefesh of Harachman, M'shoich Avdecha, El Ritzoynecha, pull me all the way up to your Ratzon. Let's go further.
Yarutz
Avdecha K'moy Ayol. Let's just be Mavarish already. Yishtachave Alhechal Kotshecha. He says, I'm running like an Ayol. An Ayol is talking about the Pasuk Ayol Taroi Alafike Mayim. Rashi says that, if you go to the desert, there are certain fast waters, afikim, kafikim banegev, afikim mayim means, if you go to the desert, this is a phenomenon to see even right here in the Midbar, in the Negev, you see that it's completely dry and then there's a downpour of rain, ish. And the water is, the sand is so hot and so dry that it's like water falling on a blech, you know, and it all goes to the lowest place. And then you have all of a sudden, Afikim Banegev, you have these huge lakes. They don't last very long. You have these huge lakes in the desert. This is a natural phenomenon. Those are called Afikim Mayim, Afikim Banegev. And an ayol, the gazelle, so it knows exactly where these places are, and it knows it can get some water. It knows where it is because animals are smart, and it runs like a gazelle to the Afikim Mayim, and then Rashi says, and the water's already dried up. Ka'ayil tarig al Afikim Mayim kein nafshi sarig elecha elekim. That's all. This is the regesh. So the Payet says, Yadid Nefesh Alva Rachman Mashaykh Abdukha al Ritzainacha. Yarut Abdukha Kumay Ayo, Ishtachavo, Amol Hadarecha. And at the end we say, I wish I had a sitter, yeah.
Yeah.
How does the whole thing
Yarav
Loy, let's just go through it. Yarav Loy Yadid Doy Secha. Yarav Loi Yadid Doy Secha. Make sweet for him, me, the Avid. Yadid Doy Secha, your Yadidus, Yad Yad.
Yarav Loi
sweet?
Yeah. Mixed in?
No, it's also mixed in, but it means Yarav Loi means sweet Tam Arif. Yarav Loi Yadid Doy Secha, and it should be, listen to these words, Minoifes Tsuf, the whole time. Like the dripping of honey, minoifes tzuf, like the dripping of honey that's coming down, and just the sweetness is coming into my life. Minoifes tzuf v'chol tam. Well, so this is the kavana of Yadid Nefesh, is the kavana of hooking up. I so much want to hook up to the Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I so much want to be a Yadid Hashem, like Binyamin, like Shlomo, like Avraham Avinu, like the Beis Hamikdash, like Shabbos. That's why he's saying on Shabbos, because my Yadidus Menucha Sech, that the Menucha of Shabbos is also a connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm hooking up by this, my Nefesh, Ruach, and Neshama. And this is where I say, Poseiches Yadecha Umaspia L'Cholchai Ratzayim. You know, so the minig is, minig by the Sfardim, is that they're picking up their hands which apparently it comes from a very, very long time ago. But again, because we stopped davening the precess kapayim, so maybe we stopped doing that also, I think. But the minig is, I don't know, it's not so bad. The minig is, Ben Ishchai brings it, and the Tavchai brings it. They bring it from early, early sources that when you say Poseach Es Yadecha, we're hooking up our Yadayim to his Yadayim. Poseach Es Yadecha. And therefore, by the way, you say that also in benching. Kamor Poseach Es Yadecha Masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzayin. And what's Ratzayin? Keser. So Masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzayin. That from your rutzin comes down the bracha entire half. If you want everyone to do it, you can tell them that it's a school for parnasa. That always gets everybody, but it is a school. It's a school for parnasa. Okay. I'm in. What?
Is Maisi Tzadikim like one of the Baal Shem Tov in this, that they ask, how do I get a refuah for my baby, my kid, whatever? So they say, refuah, you want to eat refuah? Oh. So you have kavana during benching of Shalosh Shivas. So because it's that it's
yad nefesh.
Yeah. So it's because that's the alignment time. And
alignment.
But before is maves is from chait. Chait, and you need to chait means you need tshuva. Tshuva is the realignment.
Shmuel such tyra. It's gevaldik. So the Shalosh Shivas is the alignment time. Shabbos is the alignment time. Mayididus nuchaseich and. So there's so much.
Shabbos is tshuva also.
Yeah, there's so much, but it's all about, there's so much to say, you know. You know, so the Gaon says that just similarly, like Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayim V'Yikar, and then we add Kein Tiyeh Lanu. So the Gaon says like Yehudim Haisa Oira V'Simcha V'Sasayim V'Yikar. It comes through the Arba Elamos. But Kentia Lanu, Lanu is the same gematria as Elohim, yeah, 86. So Kentia Lanu, let it come mamish into this world. Let the bracha come mamish into this world. Kentia Lanu should also be a Lanu. Lanu, Elohim, Elohim is the gracious bar Elohim. Elohim is the as far as it goes in Malchus, goes through the name of Elohim. So, you know, Poseach Es Yadecha, you pick up your hands. And you bring the bracha straight through entire lives. It comes out in bracha. So this is the pshat in Korbanos. This is the pshat in Shabbos. This is the pshat in the Beis Hamikdash. This is the pshat in the Mizbeach. This is the pshat in Poseach Es Yadecha. That's why we say it in benching, because the bracha kamor Poseach Es Yadecha Masbiya. It's all about hooking from Ratzayin to Yadayim. And this is the pshat in Birchas Kohanim, and this is the pshat in davening with your hands up, and that's the pshat in putting out your kapayim when you're hearing the bracha. And this is the pshat in Yaakov Avinu, shesikel es yadav. Chazal say that he shenosan seichel yadav. Sikel, it's not shikel like many balik heard. Sikel es yadav, like he gave seichel to his hands. He understood that the bracha that's coming is a bracha that's coming down with seichel, and I have to be very careful how I put my hands. Yadati b'ni yadati. I know what I'm doing with my yad yamin. I know what I'm doing with my yad small. Yaakov Avinu knew these things. He knew these things. And sikel es yadav. He knew exactly where to put his hands and what to put your hands. I got so much of this that I think it's a story of one of the. Could be the Rebbe of Elimelech of Luzhensk. So there's a story where he used to say with like a lot of kavana, he used to say it over and over again, many times, in benching. He's like, So his daughter was once watching a bench. He said this over and over again. So then he said, like, you know, Abba, you're like, you're ruining our whole parnasa. Our whole parnasa comes from the tzibur. if you don't want to get parnasa from anybody, so what are you a rebbe for? Like, loyli de manaspa sarvadam, loyli de alva. So, you know, want a halva, I don't want a matana. Like, you know, if it's asking me, I want matanas, I want halvas, I want the whole thing. So it was like, I don't want to keep liotcha, lay up sucha, akdosho. So you see, the rebbe explained to his daughter, I think it was the rebbe of Elimelech, he said, look, you have parnasa, a person has parnasa. You can get parnasa through the hand of Hashem, and it comes through the pipe of Tahara all the way through. Or you could get your parnasa from like a sitra achra. You can get your parnasa from a different side. And I'm asking, kim liyadcha, ablaya, hapsucha, b'yisei chesedecha, hakdoisha v'harchava, that anything that anybody gives me to build my base medrash, to build, it should not be a drop of gezel involved. There should be a drop of lashon hara involved. There shouldn't be a drop of ayin hara involved. It should be kim liyadcha, hamlaya, hapsucha. Let it come down through Asher Pliny, but let it be holy. He's not davening for the lack of matana, for the lack of hava. I want it to be holy. I want it to be holy. So this is a, you don't always have a choice. This is a mazel. It's yata d'shmaya that you can get. But you know what? So the Marsha says in Sanhedrin, he says that he's seen with his own eyes that bate knesios, bate midrashos, they were built with money of gezel. Nechrav, they just go to pot. Nothing happens with them. And the ones that are built with Kedusha, Marshall says, they go forever and ever. Nothing happens to those places. It's a hard one to swallow, but this is what we're, it's like, like there's asbestos in the building. There's nothing good to do about it. There's gezel in the building. So there's a tefillah, liyadcha, hamleya, hapsucha, kedusha. That's what he's davening, the Yad Hashem. He's davening to be a Yedid. Davening to be Yedid. How the money comes, that's not the point. Just davening that the bracha should be from the Ratzin, from the place of Keser, and come all the way down to me. This is the Kavan of Sandakois. Rabbi Tzok is a Sandak today. So simply, Satachnum. He said Tachnum.
I didn't know until later.
You don't say Tachnum Mincha, the Hoshul doesn't say Tachnum. But if you're going to still be a Sandak. But did you daven here?
Huh?
I say tachnun in the day that I don't say tachnun. It's such a simcha. I have to say tachnun. The pshat is, the tachnun is you put your head down on your yad, and you're davening that I should get the yad of bracha. Sandik in the room, so you're right away getting the bracha from Shemayim this way. Yom Simcha Shalai. It's a Yom Simcha Shalai. It's a tremendous amount of simcha. I mean, you did today. Today is today. I mean, you did. So that's shot in the Gemara. And Kain Ti Alanu should be zeicha to the Shem Alekim Alanu, the Shem Alekim. That the same thing, right? It's all over the place. By the way, once you know this Yisoy, the secret of four and one, which is Yad, which is the Yadayim, all over the place. You open any place in Tanakh, and open any Gemara. I just quoted a few things. All over the place. La Yehudim Ha'isa Oira, Simcha. Sasa, car.
The body is also clear, like the SS spheres of the body. The hands are the only parts that can go from above and below.
Unless you do yoga. Yeah.
I guess we shouldn't do yoga.
Right, we should do yoga. Yeah, Ishbizamasha, that the hands are the only thing.
There's a pose, a meditation pose like this. Yeah. Okay.
That's what Rebellion left hand.
I'm saying in yoga. It doesn't have a shorish in
there. You might have a shorish in there, but it's a. The from yoga teachers don't.